Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. And let's give the Lord all the praise. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. This is the Sunshine of Faith Blog Talk Radio program for Wednesday. Praise God. Wednesday, April 26th. Praise God. April 27th. Amen. We just love the Lord on today. This is Co-Pastor White of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries number 2 in Lakeland, Florida. Praise God. I thank God for all of his love, grace, and mercy, and I give him all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. Amen. The Lord is worthy to be praised. Amen. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, his word declares that his name is worthy to be praised. Amen. And I believe the word on today. I know that the word of God is true. Praise God. It is inspired by God of men. It was inspired by God of men to write. Praise God. Amen. And it is God in the written form. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love the Lord on today. We thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Who willingly laid down his life. Hallelujah. He willingly laid it down on the cross that we might have life on today. Praise God. And a right to the tree of life. Amen. Isn't the Lord good on today? Praise God. Amen. And truly we thank God for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. That indwelling power, the indwelling power, praise God, of our Heavenly Father, praise God, that is our comforter. Amen. For greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world, praise God. Amen. We just love the Lord on today, and truly it's time to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise God, it's time to lift him up, praise God. We have to be reminded, praise God, hallelujah. It has to be brought to our remembrance, praise God, that today, amen, is the day of salvation, amen, and that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, hallelujah, and be glad in it, God, amen. I remember telling my husband, Pastor White, that the Lord didn't say be sad in it. He said be glad in it. Praise God. Amen. And truly we give honor to the woman of God, our great apostle, the great woman of God, our pastor, Apostle Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founder of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Number 1 and 2, praise God. Amen. She is the founder of the ministry, praise God, under God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, praise God. We thank God so much for the woman of God, amen, a great example for us to follow. And we thank God for the blessed sweet spirit of our late apostle, great woman of God, Apostle Nettie Durr, praise God. We thank God so much for her as well, her blessed spirit, praise God. Amen. The woman of God that taught us so much, praise God. Amen. In the Lord and lived the life before us, praise God. Amen. Taught us so many things about living for the Lord. And truly, I thank God for my husband, Pastor White. Praise God for Pastor Mary Williams of the Number One Church. Praise God. Pastor Johnson, all the pastors, ministers, evangelists, prophets, youth, the adults, everyone in their respect of a place, praise God, everyone in their respect of a place for Jesus. We're just so excited coming back from that great state of Maryland, praise God, where the woman of God, our apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, and the Number One Church, amen, showed us so much love, praise God. Amen, praise God. Showed us so much love and so much concern, so much care, so much attention, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. As the word of God, it says that love is not what it says, it's what it does. Hallelujah. Praise God. For love is an action word. Praise God. And truly they showed us love. They were love. They are love in, praise God, through and by the Spirit, and they showed it in the natural as well. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Great accommodations. Amen. Delicious food. Loving treatment. Amen. I could just go on and on and on. Hallelujah. I believe the time would run out. Praise God, praise God. And for our family and loved ones back here that showed love and called and showed their concern, amen, amen. But they knew that we were in good hands. Hallelujah. We got back, and even while we were there, you know, they said, we miss y'all so much, amen. And I tell you, even in us coming back, they're showing the love the more. So we thank God for all of the number two church and our natural family. Amen, praise God. My mother, sisters, and our children, and praise God, my sister-in-law and nephews, praise God. Amen, amen. I tell you, that old saying is true, that absence makes the heart grow fonder, or at least it should. Come on, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. Well, we just love the Lord today. We want to offer unto anyone that doesn't know the Lord and the pardon of their sins, we want to offer unto you the invitation unto Christ. We all had to come to Christ one day in the pardon of our sins. We had to come. That's why we're saved today, because we received the invitation unto Christ. Praise God. God drew us by his Spirit. Amen. The word of God declares that we could not come unto God except he drew us by his Spirit. By his Spirit. And God drew us by his Spirit because he loved us. Amen. He did not want us to be eternally lost and separated from him through the power of sin. Amen. Praise God. So I offer unto you the invitation unto Christ, unto the only Son of the true and living God. Amen. Unto Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is our Lord and Savior. All you have to do is believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and mine and the sins of the world. Amen. And that he laid down his life willingly. Amen. And that God the Father raised him on the third day with all power in his hand. Amen. Praise God. And that he sits on the right hand of the Father making prayers and intercessions for us. Praise God. But after you accept the invitation unto Christ, you can't stop there. Praise God. You need to find you through prayer. You need to find a Bible teaching, preaching, and living church. Praise God. Ministry. You need to find a ministry that is teaching and preaching and living the word of God. Amen. And get up underneath the teaching of that pastor. Pastors, praise God. And let your soul be fed. Let your soul be built up, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. Because we all need a spiritual covering. Amen. And then forsake not the assembling of yourselves as is the manner of some. Praise God, we need to be a part of a local church, a local body of believers, praise God. That's where spiritual strength, amen, is gained. That's where spiritual growth happens, praise God. Hallelujah, that's where we all are spiritually fed, praise God, in the local church, praise God. Amen, and God have brought us through the pandemic, praise God. Hallelujah. His hand of mercy, hallelujah, have brought us through the pandemic. It might still be some things swirling and going on out there, but I say God have brought us through the pandemic, the global pandemic. We still have to be careful. Wear your mask if you're led by God to wear your mask. I still wear my mask. Amen, praise God. Amen, and God is on our side. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're just so thankful for the move and the hand of God. Hallelujah. How God have just sustained us. Hallelujah. Praise God. How God have made a way for us, his people. God said, hallelujah, that he will keep a remnant in the land. He will keep a people, hallelujah, that will follow his word. Hallelujah. He will raise up an army that shall obey. Amen. As Apostle Terry says, amen. Apostle Terry Osborne, giving honor to the woman of God as well. Amen. He will raise up an army. Hallelujah. Are you a part of that army today? Hallelujah. The army of the Lord, hallelujah, that will be raised up by his spirit and obey. Hallelujah. God said that obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. And God is speaking on today, praise God. He's telling us, praise God, so many things that he wants us to do. Excuse me. You might have to sit down. I might have to sit down. Excuse me. Praise God. And write it out. Hallelujah. What the Lord is speaking to you in your spirit to do. Praise God. But God says that now is the time to get on the move for him. Praise God. Praise God. We all want the Lord on the move for us. Praise God. We all want the Lord to move on our behalf. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, but the Lord is saying today, hallelujah, that if we obey him, hallelujah, if we seek him, if we pray, praise God, hallelujah, that he will get on the move the more for us. He's already on the move, but he said he would move more when we get more on the move for him. Hallelujah. God says time out. Hallelujah for anybody saying, what has the Lord done for me? Hallelujah. But God says he's asking the question, what have you done for me lately? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was a secular song that had that in the verse. What have you done for me lately? But the Lord is asking us today. He's asking his people today, what have we done for him lately? Praise God. When he wants us to pray, what have we done for him lately? When he's told us to help that poor Samaritan along the way, that homeless man, woman, boy, girl, what have you done for me lately? Says the Lord, praise God. Hallelujah. When I want you to turn your plate down, praise God. Because remember that some things come by fasting and praying. We want God to move for us. But God say, what have you done for me lately? Hallelujah. You have things in your heart and on your mind, praise God. Hallelujah. It's some people, hallelujah, that you haven't forgiven for so long of a time. And God says that that's hindering your prayers. Unforgiveness is hindering our prayers. Wherever it may be found, God says you don't have to do it for the other person. Hallelujah. It benefits them, but you're doing it for yourself. What have you done for me lately? Excuse me, said the Lord. It's time, hallelujah, said the Lord, to get on the move for God. Hallelujah, it's time, hallelujah, to teach the young people the ways of God and teach the elders and teach everybody in between, hallelujah, the ways of God. Hallelujah, the Lord said, hallelujah, if you get more on the move for me, hallelujah, I'll get more on the move for you. Hallelujah, but people want to go around, hallelujah, with a downward spirit. hallelujah, in a pity party. But God say, don't accept their invitation. Turn it down and send it back to the sender. Let them know you don't attend those kind of parties. Let them know that you got love, the love of God, down in your heart. Hallelujah. Let them know that you are a child of God. And if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, let them know I've got the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Fire down on the inside. Power. Power to live right. Let them know I'm on the move for God. And that's how God's going to get on the move for you. Hallelujah. So God says, stop asking when is the Lord going to move for me. God says, stop asking. Hallelujah. When is God going to do something for me? When that thought hits your mind, tell yourself, what have I done for God lately? Hallelujah. And if you are about a good work in God, God say, keep it up. Hallelujah. Faint not, for you shall reap.
Hallelujah.
If you faint not, but keep on going and be weary, be not weary, be not weary, be not weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. For in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Praise God. We're going to a scripture here real fast in 1 Samuel. We go to a scripture in 1 Samuel chapter, praise God, 15, praise God, verse 22. And we've been talking a little bit, you know, about the obedience unto God. And God asking the question, what have you done for me lately? And God wants us to know today that it is better to obey him than to become a sacrifice. This may have to be more than a one-part teaching or ministering, praise God. But 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, and the verse reads, and the word of God reads, and Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
And to hearken than the fat of rams. I'm going on to 23. Because oftentimes we will hear these very familiar scriptures, Pastor, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, those will be committed to our spirit and our mind, but yet we know oftentimes beyond those scriptures and around those scriptures, before and behind those scriptures, it's the true context, praise God. And we know that within this story, King Saul did not obey God. And the children of Israel, they went on a mission to take out the Amalekites, but they were supposed to kill everything, every living person, from the adults down to the babies, every animal, sheep, oxen, everything. But he allowed the people to take the quote-unquote best of the spoil, and he took the king captive. So he did not obey God, but he was so confused in his spirit and his mind, he thought that he had, praise God. Or he was lying to himself, and he was making excuses, and he was self-justifying his sin, praise God. And so the prophet, praise God, the prophet just came as a reminder to let him know that, you know, it's still some bleeding. It's still some sound of the sheep and the oxen in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That lets me know you haven't done what the Lord wanted you to do.
Yeah.
Praise God. And so he let King Saul know that it, and there are consequences. It's dire consequences when we don't obey God. Hallelujah. As my husband, Pastor White, told me years ago, God gave him that revelation. When we don't obey God, we become the sacrifice. We end up on the altar of sacrifice, and we don't know what is going to be that ultimate outcome when we don't obey, praise God. That's why he's so strict on us as his people to obey, because within obedience is trust. Within obedience is faithfulness. Within obedience, praise God, is surrender and even sacrifice unto God. Praise God. And God wants us to obey him because he is our spiritual father. He knows what's best for us. He sees the beginning until the end.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he wants us to obey that we not become, praise God, the sacrifice. We are to be living sacrifices unto him, that we will obey.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. That we will, praise God, do what God would have us to do. Amen, praise God. Amen. And verse 23 says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. So all those things are things that God doesn't like. All those things, are things that God hates. Praise God. Amen. Because it goes on to say, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king. See, because Saul disobeyed God in the instructions he gave him to go and slay every living person, every living thing. He lost the kingship. He lost favor in God. And when we look at our lives, when we have disobeyed God and not obeyed him, because partial obedience is full disobedience. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we have disobeyed God, we know all of us are examples, and we can tell a testimony that God have chastised us. Hallelujah. Excuse me. It's not worked out the way that we thought. Hallelujah. But in obeying God, we have received the blessing. If he had obeyed God, we don't know how long God would have allowed Saul to remain king over the nation. But it ended because he did not. We must obey God. Hallelujah. Preaching and I'm teaching to myself.
Hallelujah.
But also to you. But what I'm saying is the word is coming first to me. Praise God. Give us strength and health and a spirit, a heart and mind to obey you, God. We must obey you. We must obey God. Praise God, to show the world, hallelujah, that God is real. Hallelujah, that he is a God who is worthy to be praised, a God that deserves our love and our obedience.
Yes.
Praise God, praise God. Obedience will bring us blessings untold. Praise God, hallelujah. When Abraham went to sacrifice his son Isaac, his obedience allowed the ram to be in the bush. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, when we obey God, he will put a ram in the bush. Praise God, I know you're a witness out there today. Praise God, when you obey God, you might not have known how your bills was going to get paid, but God put a ram in the bush. He put money in your pocket, praise God. He put money in your bank account, hallelujah. When you obey God, he will heal your body. Praise God, I'm a witness on today. Hallelujah, he has healed my body, praise God. Hallelujah. Now I can say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because I know that you are a willing healer on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are a willing healer to the people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to those that trust on you and in you. Praise God. Praise God. Obey the Lord on today, hallelujah, and it will be a witness to the world, praise God, that God is real, that God will step up into your life, praise God, that God will turn your life around. He will turn your situations around. He will make you strong where you are weak. Hallelujah. He will encourage you when you're down, praise God. But we must obey him, that we stay out of the spirit of rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Hallelujah. And that we not reject the word of God. When we disobey God, we're rejecting his word, his life-breathed living word, through and by the spirit that he have breathed out to us and told us what to do. Hallelujah. That word that spoke the world into existence, hallelujah. That word, hallelujah, that cast Satan down, Lucifer out of heaven, praise God, when he disobeyed God. A third of the angels went with him, but how many know two-thirds were still there serving God, obeying God? And I believe some of those angels, hallelujah, have been dispatched, hallelujah, to watch over us as we obey. Hallelujah. And we have to pray for ourselves. God, give me an obedient spirit. God, take out of me that unclean spirit of disobedience, that doesn't want to do right, that doesn't want to live right, that doesn't want to give right, that doesn't want to walk right, that doesn't want to talk right. Take it out of me. Hey, the boat. And replace it with the spirit of obedience, that I will love right, talk right, walk right, give right, live right.
Hallelujah.
For the Lord. It's time to obey God and live for him, that the power of God can show up in our lives, that the power of God will show up through the anointing, that we can lay hands on the sick and they recover. Higher than the Messiah, lay hands on the blind eyes and they receive sight. Lay hands on the deaf ears and their ears open up. We won't receive that power if we don't obey. He's not going to move through a disobedient vessel. We must obey the Lord. If we want to enjoy that life that Jesus gave his life for, hallelujah. So he said that I came that you might have life, and that life more abundantly. We're not going to receive it if we don't obey, if we don't ask the Lord to clean us up, hallelujah, by his love, spirit, and the anointing, hallelujah. And that's what we want to receive on today. Praise God. We just love the Lord. We thank God so much. Oh, God, for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Who is that one? Who is our Savior and the Holy Ghost? God, our Father, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Praise God. We thank God for the Godhead Trinity.
Amen.
Who's made it all possible and gives us that strength and that power. Hallelujah, to obey.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Excuse me, to obey. So we just thank you so much for tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith Blog Talk Radio. That's on every day at 5:30 p.m. Tune in, where the word of God will be brought by the men and the women of God, amen, who are lifting up the name of Jesus and giving God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Thank God again for Dr. Ogburn, our great pastor and apostle over the ministry. Amen. The great woman of God, who's a great example to follow. Many blessings upon the woman of God. And may God forever keep her and all the pastors in the ministry, all the members of Sunshine of Faith and God's people everywhere. And as Dr. Ogburn would say, Jesus loves you, so do we. And we'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.